Hey, this S-Words episode is sponsored by Anime Destiny, October 16th at 4th and 5th MLK over in Berkeley, in the beautiful UC Berkeley campus. You can find them online at www.animedestiny.silential.com. They're also sponsored by PMX, Tokyo Pop, Bluefin, and Boss Robot Hobby Shop in Berkeley. Go ahead and check them out on October 16th. You're probably going to see Dom and a few of the other people that you usually hear on the show over there. And so we can start up the show. So hello and welcome to the S-Words podcast. This is stuff number 36. You don't have anything quick and witty to say after that.
I haven't had any since like 25.
All right. Yeah, I know you haven't had any since 25.
Oh!
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Andrew Bullen.
I am Sung Lee.
I'm Chris Wynn.
I'm Danny Suthivarakam.
I'm Dominic Wynn.
All right, so this is stuff number 36. We're actually breaking up stuff and mailbag this week, so you're going to see a mailbag one later on. But this is all about Cal Animage, and because we're actually got some new Cal Animage people here, and they're going to be running an Anime Destiny this year, we thought maybe we should have some Cal Animage stories and even stories about the previous Anime Destinies.
Oh, yeah. The previous Anime Destinies. I wasn't actually around there for them, but I heard some crazy things. Oh, Lord.
Weren't that you around for them?
I came to the first one, but I was out of Berkeley by then. So I came to the actual event, but when it came to the event planning and stuff,
yeah,
I was
weren't administering at that point because we either graduated or we actually pretty much graduated.
We had graduated.
You guys were lucky.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So let's start with some CAA stories. I'll tell you guys about the reason I didn't join CAA for a year. The older ones in the room know this story, but Andrew, you can sympathize because you know Jay. Different Jay.
Okay.
From RJ.
Jay Chung?
No, different Jay.
Jay Chow?
Different Jay.
Jay, the other Jay. No,
the other Jay. What's his last name again?
Quan.
Quan? Okay. But so... What are you looking at?
Hold on.
Oh, he's your current vice president. He probably listens to this, too. Uh-oh.
Actually, I think only Xavier and me listen to this.
Oh, thank God.
So we can say whatever we want about that guy.
Hell yeah. All right, so anyway, do you guys remember tabling in the quad and having to do that? Or did you ever?
Yes.
Where you sat at a table and you went, hey, do you like anime? You should come to our club. But anyway, so the whole thing is that I was walking by. I was like, oh, look. College Anime Club. All right, let's see what's going on. And I sat down and I talked to Ben for a half hour. And for those of you who don't know Ben, Ben was a prototypical, just out of his little world nerd who, let's see, he got into college at like 16 or 15 or 16, and his life had basically been animation and school. So when he found people to talk to about these, and Bible study. So when he found people to talk to about these subjects...
Another very popular thing to table about on Sprawl Plaza.
But yeah, when he found someone who shared his hobbies, he would not stop talking. And I'm like, okay, I sat down, I'm like, okay, I'm pretty enthusiastic. This guy's pretty enthusiastic too. And then 20 minutes later, after he had given me tapes, I'm like, you're a little weird. I think I'm going to go back to my dorm room now, or maybe to the arcade. Where, unbeknownst to me, I was making friends with the officership without actually knowing they were the officership.
Well, yeah. Well, that pretty much covers it, though. Pretty much hanging out in the arcade.
Just to give you a better image, Ben was around 6 foot tall. He was really big. He was really just large, and he wasn't fat or anything. He was a bear.
Yeah. He really was a bear. And then he joined the army, and I heard and he turned into more of a bear.
He had like a really deep voice, and so when he talked, he's generally really enthusiastic when he talks, which is kind of like intimidating when you're around him. But he talks about like little schoolgirls.
Yeah, he talks about them in a very booming voice. Yeah. You could hear him across the quad, and I'm like, I don't want to be talking to this person. All right, then. It was very awkward going to restaurants with him.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
It's very awkward walking to the restaurant with him.
Also true.
For 15 minutes. Hello.
Hold on, I need to double check this. Is that shame I hear in your voice?
No. No, not really.
It's shame.
I don't have shame. What are you talking about? I'm going to grab your crotch right now just to prove it.
This is the time when we quit lying.
This podcast is
all about the truth, right?
Hey.
Of course it's about the truth.
It's okay. This is the S-Words podcast, brought to you by Anime Destiny and A River in Egypt.
That river in Egypt is a pretty sweet river. But anyway, so the whole thing is that it's just like, this guy is so loud, and I didn't join the anime club for a year. And then a year later, I'm like, all right, I'm out of my dorm. I don't have, like, a built-in social group anymore. I'll go over to this club and see if the general atmosphere has improved. And then I went over. It's like, okay, here's my office interview. Hey, I know you.
Hey, hi.
So what are you going to ask me? Oh, you didn't ask me anything.
Yeah, basically.
You're in. Okay, all right then. That was strange. And then suddenly I was an officer.
This spins off to a story about me and one of our previous officers, Brian, in which we were freshmen that year, and we saw this guy that came into the club named Dom. His email is dom@megatokyo.com, and we're like, is that the Dom from Megatokyo.com? No way, no. That can't be. So we don't say anything about it. We're just like, fine, we'll play cool. We're not going to mention it to him at all. Eventually we find out it's him. But this also spins into the story about Chris. In which Chris comes to us, very normalish guy, eventually becomes an officer. Actually, no, does not become an officer yet.
No.
When he asked me this question that I never let go. I'm just doing my
one
work.
One of many things that Chris has said that we have not let go.
What's this mean?
Hey. No. I was walking up and down, and then he asked me, hey, you know the Dom in your club? Is that Dom from Mega Tokyo? And I'm like,
No.
I remember, too. I asked you.
And then I told Dom, that guy is asking about you. Stay away from me.
And that was good advice at the time.
I think I asked, you know what, I remember now. I asked you directly, and you gave me your pseudonym name.
Win Yoon Kim.
Yeah, at the time.
One of many.
I just wanted to hang out with people and write random stupid articles for their newsletter. I succeeded at that. And no one ever really bothered me, because you guys formed a nice little sphere of, nah, that's not him, whatever. Let's see, Sung, you got involved more earlier than any of us, right?
Well, Mike's in the room now, and Mike was previous.
Yeah, we actually have three generations of Calvin Anmash here.
Actually, Mike has a longer history. I was specifically with Cal Anmash Alpha because his older brother was a part of the club.
That's right.
So he knows history like a few years more than I do. But yeah, I joined the club back in 97.
Yeah, that's about a year after, or a year or two after me, so, or a year or two before me, so.
Yeah.
Mike, when did you join CAA?
1995. Well, 1995 as a member, 1997 as an officer.
Yeah. And when did your brother join?
Should have been 91.
Good lord.
Arctic fan subs.
Yeah.
I remember Arctic.
Oh, God. I wish I didn't.
Antarctic.
Oh, Antarctic. I'm sorry.
It's Arctic Press.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'll tell you, like, my oldest brother, he was part of Cal Anmash Gamma, which was UC Santa Barbara's anime club. Wow.
But the thing that shocks me is how much Cal Anmash Alpha is a ranch for convention staffers.
Did you just say ranch?
Yes.
Okay.
They raise them, and then they get out, and they get ridden by the conventions, and... You know?
Yeah.
Eventually they get slaughtered and eaten.
Yeah, that's about right.
Are they just tools for your bidding?
No.
Do you just say, hello, I'm Dom from Mega Tokyo. You will be my servant.
No, actually, a couple weeks ago I went,
I know
hi,
Albert
I'm
that for you.
No, Albert did that, but I was like, hi, I'm Dom from Anime Destiny, Anime Expo, and Fanime. How many of you would like to do some work for free? Like, I do.
Oh, they still do.
Yeah.
Well, of course they do. That's why you go to that's why you go back to the club for these sorts of things. They don't know better yet.
The problem
you just skip asking us because you know we'll say no.
Exactly. and the thing
that's the other half of it. He doesn't really have to ask. If we're in range, we just sort of gravitate anyways.
Some of us. But yeah, or it's like hey, wait a second. Albert already asked you. Crap. And now Bryce has already asked you, too, because he's dating one of your members. Damn it! It's like, there's only the leftovers left. Like, Jay!
What the hell? That's an insult, right?
What?
Jay does work for AOD Reg. Dang it! I only have the pickings of the pickings. Ugh.
Are you not happy? Answer very carefully.
Andrew, how do I answer your girlfriend on this one?
He stole us before other people could.
I got the pick of the litter, Sharon.
Are you saying you're the litter?
I'm sorry. I only imagine Dom doing things to animals right now.
Given what I've done to your dog before?
And cats. Not my cat, but your cats.
All right, let's change the subject, really.
Please?
Please. So have we reminisced enough about the barricade before? We've reminisced a lot about the barricade.
I don't know how the club survived without the barricade, based on how important it seems, based on all the stories.
I don't know how the club survived with the barricade.
Survive, you mean graduated?
Yeah, well, I don't know how. Well, I know Danny's graduation was delayed a little bit by games, I think, wasn't it?
Why do you guys keep bringing this up?
Because it's the story.
I just remember, like, years.
I mean, Brian Yang got kicked out of Berkeley. Well, no, he flunked out of Berkeley because of what? EverQuest?
Everything.
Okay.
And if you guys, if you want to know what Brian Yang looks like, who is Kevin's roommate, there is a picture of him in this year's.
The short answer to your question,
NBA
though.
Expo.
The short answer to your question, though, is no, you don't want to know what Brian Yang looks like now.
Really?
There's a picture of him as a trap.
Oh, yeah.
In the Anime Expo program
guide. I don't
want
to see that.
I told you.
You didn't want to see that. But yeah, so let's see. Yeah, you're kind of a legend because of that. I mean, I was at the arcade 8 hours a day.
For being a trap or for being
Well,
hey,
you did have the Hillary haircut for a while.
Hey, no.
I mean, I had the mushroom hidden under the hat. Wait a second, that sounds terrible. Hold on, let me say that differently. I had the bowl cut hidden under the hat.
Wow,
that was terrible.
You wore a hat on your mushroom?
Yeah. All through college.
It's like a tiny little yarmulke, right?
Exactly. I have to have an artificial one because, yeah. You know, this was exactly
silence.
What college was like for us.
No, not to you.
That's true. Yeah, he had to contend with the stick.
Still had to get the stick out of his ass. That's true. Well, I was thinking, oh man, I used to torment so many people during that period. Though, I mean, my tormenting of Judy is legendary. If you guys have never heard that stuff, Andrew, did I ever tell you these things?
I think you told me about it at Anime Expo.
Oh man, she was. I think she's still afraid of me to this day. Like, I was in Tokyo, and she heard that I was in Tokyo, and she left the town. The town of, like, what is it, 23 million? Like that. She heard I was coming, and she cleared out.
The odds are...
Just in case.
And, you know, I had her trained to the point where I would just walk up behind
her. Imagine what you just said. You had her trained.
Yeah, what is it with you and the animal husbandry metaphors, man?
A lot of bestial terms in this.
It's Pavlovian. I walked up behind her and said, "Hi, Judy." And she would go. She would turn around, see it was me, scream, back away 4 steps, and then shout, "Don't touch me!" And I never did. She just was frightened of me, and I don't know why. I'm proud of that, but it was funny at the time.
Yeah, Mike would just scream, "Like Dom," and then she'd be like, "What?
What did you do to her?"
Hold on.
She was really uptight, and apparently, I invaded her personal space a lot by actually talking to her. I don't know.
That's what you call it.
Yeah, I say the same thing. Too.
Yeah, for entertainment value, though, be sure to try rewinding this back to when he was talking about Ben. Compare the two conversations.
Now here's a question for you. Don't you want to tell these stories at a panel? By yourself. And we could even call it the Dom Show.
No.
I'll just point them to our archives, because we have, like, 14 pages of archives now. It's a lot of episodes that they can go through. It'll be just like, yep, you just click on this link and you can hear all my stories.
Yeah, you guys have exceeded the podcast expiration date.
Of 3 weeks?
Of 10 episodes. I mean, or 3 weeks.
That's because this is still fun. Think about how much we laugh during these things.
You don't have to prepare anything. You just have to...
Be stupid.
And we're damn good at being stupid.
We used to prepare a little bit.
There are three where's who stories.
That's true. We're going to start with the original, which is Where's Danny?
Which you guys have heard, but let's just recap this one.
basically, yeah. So since my apartment was commonly used as a meeting ground because my roommate was actually one of the presidents for a while. So we'd usually meet because it was close to campus. We'd all get into cars from there and go to J-Town. One day, they all gathered in at my place. I went to go to the bathroom. I came out and there was nobody there left because they'd all gotten into their cars and went to J-Town.
Mike, you need to provide some audio assistance for this one to illustrate the story.
Gotta tag out.
So I'm sitting there at home. I don't have anybody's numbers, so I'm wondering what the hell happened.
Well, and this is slightly before the proliferation of cell phones, so...
How did people survive? I don't understand.
They left Danny
They got
the
left
bathroom.
At home!
Left behind.
They got left at home a lot.
And then when we got to J-Town, they said, hey, where's Danny?
I thought he was in your car.
I thought he was in your car.
Oh, well.
Which, admittedly, is okay because, you know, I was at home. The time they stranded me at J-Town, on the other hand, that wasn't nearly as much fun.
And then the better part of this story is that it was fun the first time. Funny the first time. And it was hilarious the second time it happened. Where's Danny?
He was in your car.
Did we just do this again? Now, I wasn't a driver, so I'm kind of more on less. I'm less guilty of these things.
Really? I would think you'd be more guilty.
You be quiet.
You have one less thing to focus on.
Okay, so that's the Where's Danny story. Now we go on to Where's John, which I believe Mike's story.
I'll add a little bit more to that, which was after that point, we started going, okay, where's, like, make sure Danny's here. Wait, where's Danny? Where'd he go? This happened multiple times. We had to sit there and wait for him to, like, come out of wherever he disappeared to. Like, he always does that. He always just kind of disappears right when we're about to leave.
Because he doesn't want to bother people with, you know, his bodily functions. So he just sneaks off to the bathroom so no one will notice. He's very embarrassed of them, like a cat.
But it just confuses me that people are so well-timed to leave whenever I do.
Your biorhythms are just off, Danny. Alright, so now can we tell where's John?
Yeah.
Alright, this
Why
is
don't
more
we
Mike's
tell
story.
This story.
Well, this was actually, there was a big group
of
us.
A bunch of people.
Yeah, we all went down to L.A. We were staying at, I think, Jay's villa of some sort.
Yeah.
It was one of the houses that his dad owns.
And so, you know, and for one of the long weekends. And
Was it spring break?
Okay.
Which is also a very long weekend, attached to another very long weekend.
One of the days, some of us decided, hey, let's go to Disneyland.
It was not Disneyland.
Magic Mountain.
No,
Magic Mountain.
A small group of us decided to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
The rest of us went to Magic Mountain. The reason why I don't know most of the story is because I went to Disneyland.
Oh!
Yeah. This is why we have to tag to Mike.
Sung and I were in the Magic Mountain group, I think.
Yeah.
I know you were because you took video of our search.
Okay.
Wait, I thought I gave you my camera.
No.
Because you were going...
There's video of you looking straight at the camera and saying, John,
yeah,
you still suck.
Was that on my camera? Was that
yes. Yep, it was.
Okay.
So, I guess the start of the story is, we all kind of grouped together initially, and we're like, okay, where should we go first? And we're talking about Superman, we're talking about this place, that place. Okay, well, let's just start walking and then we'll decide.
Yeah.
So we start walking.
Well, we rode something first.
Yeah, we rode the main coaster that's,
yeah,
like
whatever the first one is.
Yeah, the first one.
And then, when you got out, we looked around and went, hey, where's John?
And so how long did you spend in your search for a...
What happened initially was, most of us at that point had cell phones. The only person that didn't was John.
Right.
And I found out about this later, but some of the girls actually gave him their numbers to make sure that, you know, if he got separated, he would have someone to call. He didn't call. And so we started roaming around the park trying to find him. Eventually, you know, like hours passed, we still couldn't find him. So we were just sitting down for lunch. I just said, okay, take a
section.
We got
a park map.
Divided sections. Split into groups of twos, and then just okay, you go here, you go here, you go. I'll go here, you go here, you go here. Yeah. That was fun.
Immediately after we did that, we found him. Guess where he was? Riding the rides. Because he figured, I don't know where they are. Well, I better make the most out of this. instead of calling us. Yep. So apparently we're really good at this, because the third story is where's Lita. Now, no, Lita's never been a Cal Entourage officer. She pretty much knows all of us. And what ended up happening is she came back from her big trip during this past summer, and we had a barbecue here, and then her and her friend both have dogs, so they decided to go walk the dogs at around 8:30 in the evening. Both did not bring their cell phones.
No, this is the part of it that is very sad, because you had Lita's cell phone, and we said, all right, do we have her number? Well, Lita's phone has the number, and we called that number, and I believe the couch started ringing.
Yep.
Yeah. And this was around, what, 10? So it had been an hour and a half. The sun was way down. It had been down for a long time. It gets really dark in Union City. And, you know, there's no such thing as Union City, man.
Not a lot of streetlights.
There aren't many streetlights. And so, you know, some of us were playing Fat Princess and didn't notice. And then we went, wait a second, something's going on. And so we all put down the game, turned it off eventually.
Yeah, we left it on, actually.
Well, actually, we left it on.
We just left it on, got up, and looked.
Yeah, we went, and... So we split into two people per car, because there are many more of us who drive now, given that we're approaching our 30s, or in our 30s, looking at Sung and Mike. But anyway, and so my part of the search involved driving over to various malls and things like that, and you also encountered those people who looked like they were jacking a truck, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, we circled around those guys really slow. It's like, are they? No.
It turns out one of their tires had gone out, and they were just replacing one.
Yeah.
That's all.
It looked like they were jacking the tires on it, though.
Yes, all these middle-aged Asian men and women jacking the truck. Yes.
I don't know. Everything looks much more suspicious when it's 10 p.m.
and you're looking for your
missing friend. I mean, who was it who went to that house party? Was that you, Mike?
We had a Hispanic street party.
Yeah.
We drove through the industrial section and found some racers.
I went everywhere. You went to Hayward?
I went to Hayward and Fremont, actually, up and down just the street, because like I'm following the streetlights because this is where they could possibly be.
It turns out all of our experience looking for John really came in handy, because we
so connected.
We were divided up into groups of two. We had divvied up the sections we were going to.
Back in.
It was Karen, and who else was maintaining home base?
Karen was playing the role of Oracle.
That's right. It was Karen and Jen back at the house just in case. At around 11 o'clock, we called the police. Also at 11 o'clock is when John took a picture of Lita and Kevin, and we went from gas station to fast food joint and doing the
Have you seen this boy?
Have you seen this girl? And people actually looked at us like, are you for real?
Really?
Yeah. He got asked that, I think, at a Taco Bell, I think. And then we went up to like all the gas station attendants, like, no idea, sorry. And we're just like, have you seen this boy? I went over to all of the hangouts at Union Landing, including the ones that were closed for hours, but people were just hanging out, smoking, and doing drugs outside. I'm like, have you seen this? No? Okay, all right.
So yeah, the other thing you have to understand is that among other things in this general area, there is a high school that's locked down because it was night.
The BART station.
BART stations. The aforementioned mall. And ravines.
Yes.
Miles of ravines.
Ditches.
So guess where she was?
In the ditches.
Miles of ravines. Apparently Lita, coming back from the summer of traveling around the world, got really used to walking long distances, so she knew of one trail that went all the way to Fremont. They took that trail. The dogs apparently never got tired for 4 hours of walking without water. They were happy when they came home.
And they were confused that the police were out front.
Yeah. So as soon as the police got over here and we got all this stuff started entered, I saw that the motion sensor outside for the front porch went off, and so the lights were up. And I'm like, wait, someone's at the door. I open it, and there they are. And the cop's like, well, time to go home.
I get paid either way.
So the next time one of us gets lost,
tracking
we are amazing.
I'm telling you guys, tracking collars.
You can't leave the house without wearing one.
Exactly. Or maybe it'll
subcutaneous.
That's right. When I came back, I was like, I grabbed Lita by the shoulder and said two words: subcutaneous implant. She's like, excuse me?
This was one of the few nights where, after all this was over, I've seen people drink whiskey that never have drank whiskey before.
That was a long night.
That was an awesome night, except for that part.
The Facebook postings were pretty fun afterwards. Because like
I called down to Albert for assistance. Like, yeah. Albert, come
are you
on,
awake?
Are you awake?
No.
No. Okay.
That's as far as it went, right?
Well, he didn't pick up because it was midnight by the time I called him. It was like, we don't know where. Well, it wasn't midnight. It was just before midnight.
Yeah.
She came like right after midnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, you know, John was in the Taco Bell talking to the people who didn't believe that he was real. I was on the phone trying to contact Albert and anybody in the area who knows Lita. It's like, I think I called Ian and Jess, and I think they were asleep too, but it's like, I was calling everybody possible. It's like, we gotta widen the net!
Need more feet on the ground!
Yeah, because like on Facebook, like a lot of people who are involved, like they're posting like very cryptic things about like, oh, it's such a like long night, and then like other people are like, you had no idea like
going
what
on.
What the heck is going on? What happened?
Yeah, there.
Several veiled references to the police coming by and hard drinking were involved.
The hard drinking happened after the police left.
Yes.
The weirdest thing about that night for me was when I was out solo searching. I was driving down the road that goes next to the river with the window down shouting, Lita! I'm sure that I sounded like a freak, but then again, it's the industrial area, so no one was there. But I was like, maybe she's buried in this parking lot. That was a weird night. That was such a weird night.
Man, I missed all the fun.
No. You didn't. You missed no fun.
I don't know. We can laugh about Fat Princess was kind of cool.
Fat Princess was fun.
Really, guys? That's what you mentioned?
You're actually playing Smartass, was it?
Yes.
Like, right before all this happened. Like, it was me, Kevin, and a few other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun, kind of. It wasn't that great of a game, but...
I think with more people and with less... Wait, what are we talking about this for? So those are the three where is who stories. I wonder if there's going to be more in the future. Maybe you guys can start having your own.
Yeah, having your own missing persons. That'll be great.
Well, yeah. But that's sort of like expected to some degree by this point.
But poor Eric. The sad thing is that you guys have already heard the legend of our Eric.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Our Eric. Over in Lobster Town, Japan. Oh, wait, he's no longer there. He's
Strawberry Town, right?
Strawberry Town,
yeah.
Japan.
Wait, what?
He's become a strawberry.
Yes.
That explains so much.
Wait, no, it doesn't.
Oh. What's the Where's Sharon story? Sharon, come over to this microphone.
Tag out.
Close to the mic. There you go.
Okay, so it was AX last year. So, if you don't know me, I'm like this 5'2" Asian girl.
AKA, she looks like a lot of other Asian girls.
So I was at AX with one of the other CA officer, Matt, who's like 6'1". So we're in the middle of the exhibit hall, and I don't know why we just stopped in the middle, but when we stopped in the middle, Matt decided that he lost me somehow, and he looked up. And with me standing right next to him, he looked up and was like, where is Sharon? And it looks really genuine. Like, he literally thought he lost me. And he was about to take out his phone to call me. And I was like, I'm right here. And he looked down. Why would he look up to find me? I'm not on the ceiling or anything.
I don't know. You can be Spider-Man.
But... there might be an emperor on the throne. You never know.
This reminds
me
of...
Oh, we need to tell them the Poe story. The Poe fumes. Danny, talk about the Poe fumes.
Okay, I might need Mike's help for some of this, because I never actually met Poe. If I have, I never recognized him. The main thing is, the apartment that I used to live in, the one that I frequently got stranded at, used to belong to Poe.
It's difficult because this is a podcast and Poe is...
Oh yeah, you have to clap and then do a Jet Li Wushu pose.
Yeah, it's very specific. I really hope he's not listening. But then again, I've never met him, so like I'll never be able to tell. But yeah, near as we can tell, anybody who lived in that room from that point on just
went crazy.
Went crazy somehow. I mean, let's see.
Well, so Poe honestly believed that Chinese people used to be able to fly, right?
But, well, you know, you're probably familiar with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Hero, that kind of thing, where all the martial artists fly from room to room, or leap, technically.
No, they jump and they just don't land.
Yeah.
Or they step off of leaves that are falling.
Or step off themselves.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, they double jump.
Yeah. So, Poe believes that the reason Chinese people can no longer do this is because there is no emperor on the throne in China.
Yes, because of the communists.
The communists.
The communists are why.
The communists stole his ability to fly.
That is a pretty valid theory.
He believed that it was his birthright, robbed by the communists.
Mao. Not that Mao.
Yeah, not that Mao. Our Mao was weird. But, he would perch on the corner of a table like a hawk.
And he couldn't move him.
He tried. He was like a rock. He tried pushing him off of that table.
Where is Mao these days, anyways?
I think
he's still in Japan.
He's still in Japan.
He has two brothers. All three of them work for Google.
Wait, seriously?
In different places, yes.
Wow. I thought they weren't supposed to be evil.
What do you mean they are
Have
evil?
You met them?
Google is clearly evil at this point.
Three people in Mao's family working for them? Come on.
Speaking of Google, we are still sponsored in this episode by Anime Destiny. October 16th, 4th and 5th MLK. www.animedestiny.com. I mean, not docket. Whoa, don't go there.
Do you remember when we used to be animade.com? Get animade!
www.animedestiny.silential.com. Silential is SILENTIAL.com. Sponsored by PMX, Tokyopop, Bluefin, and Boss Robot Hobby Shop in Berkeley. You can find them on the Cal Onimush campus. UC Berkeley campus.
You can find
back
them on
to
Cal
Google Talk.
We have
Google
campus now.
Okay, well, actually, let's go over to, let's transition to Anime Destiny Talk, since
add a story that happened actually fairly recently. Sharon's story reminded me of it. My quiz are to you. This happened just recently, a few weeks ago on a Friday night. It was a bunch of us in an elevator, going up to Jen's place.
Oh, is this the Karen story?
Yes, this is the Karen story.
Karen story.
Awesome. Karen has just started going on. Okay, it's been about a month or two now.
About a month now.
With John, and he's very tall, and she is very, very short. And in the elevator was another tall guy wearing a dark jacket.
Steve. You may remember him from the Spies podcast.
Yes. And so Steve was standing next to Karen, and John was on the other side of the elevator. The elevator is pretty big, and so Karen just kind of instinctively grabs Steve's arm without looking, right? And so Mike is like sitting there looking at her, right? And just starts laughing. And he just kind of shrugs to John, and John just starts laughing, and Jen's laughing. And then Karen eventually realizes why everyone's laughing in the elevator.
And then she goes over to John and punches him.
It's not funny if you've done it before. Just saying. Don't ask.
I want to.
No. Okay, next story.
What? Okay, next story. Are we going to transition to Anime Destiny stuff?
Yeah, let's go into Anime Destiny stories. So I was working the first Anime Destiny.
Yep, I remember
back when
that.
We thought this was a good idea.
And it is kind of a good idea financially.
Oh, clearly good idea financially. Work-wise... No.
It's very hard to run a con in a location that you can't reserve until like a month before the actual event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, even now we're having it in MLK, and probably next year we'll reserve the Poly Ballroom, which costs money, which is bad.
Was that the one we did the second one at?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can reserve it much, much farther ahead of time, so... We will have logistical issues of that sort, hopefully.
Yeah, I remember I was running we did an AMV contest the first year, and I was like, oh, I know all the contacts I need for this. And it was easy getting all the stuff.
And then you had to compile it all into a...
Yeah, the compiling stuff sucks.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that suck. I've run almost every aspect of a convention now over my years of grizzled experience, and my God, it stinks. And yet I keep doing it.
The job
it.
Or the...
I was going to say literally.
Or the folks.
Yes.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah, having seen behind the scenes of various cons, I mean, it's incredible that they go off as well as they do. You know, like, it's just amazing that it just doesn't all crumble. Because everything that can go wrong does go wrong, like, every year at a con.
My favorite part of the one I was working at was the night before when we were cutting out the little otaku sweat labels and reapplying them to water bottles. That was the most relaxing part of that night.
Yeah, I only went downhill.
At least you never had to do wedding favors.
That was 3 to 4 a.m. Good time. I remember I slept 2.5 hours on a floor, and that whole day I ate half of a sandwich.
That sounds about average for most.
That's a con. Yeah, that's a con right there.
I mean, I remember that at AX, Danny was actually stuck in this year. God. Danny was stuck in my hotel room because he didn't have a key in.
Yeah.
And he had a flat, a Costco flat of cup ramen and no chopsticks.
Yeah. It was unfun.
Did you drink it?
No, I think I ended up
using your fingers.
Hold on. No, I ended up spending that day subsisting off of Clif Bars.
Oh.
And then, you know, just as soon as somebody came back, I just, you know, took their card, went down, bought something, and, like, hijacked half a dozen chopsticks.
By that fourth Clif Bar, they start tasting like not food.
Yeah. I mean, we subsisted on Clif Bars for a while at Comic-Con when you were doing your Hall H campaign.
Yeah. Oh. So we're doing Comic-Con this year, right? No Hall H Comic-Con!
Well, no Hall H.
It's in consolation. Albert was having one of those, like, wow, these are really fresh. And I'm, like, looking at it, it's like, what?
How do you know a Clif Bar is fresh?
Apparently, by biking.
You can't taste the preservatives.
How can something that has an infinite shelf life taste fresh?
If you forgot, we're sponsored by Anime Destiny on October 16th.
Sharon, you owe us money now.
4
and
5th MLK. There's going to be stuff.
Hold on.
Not this stuff. Some other stuff. Oh, someone more knowledgeable than me is speaking.
Hi, so my name's Sharon. I'm the marketing person for Anime Destiny. We are still looking for dealers, artist addies, people, and any type of sponsors. So if you want to attend Anime Destiny and have any questions, please email us at adestiny2010@gmail.com. That's adestiny2010@gmail.com. And a lot of things are gonna happen. Dom's gonna be there.
You throw me under the bus, Jared.
He's gonna have a 4-hour show called The Dom Show.
And we will have
Make sure to bring your whips and chains.
We will have a Hitalia trivia contest in which we're giving out the volume 1 of Hitalia. There's a lot of them and a lot of swags. And we will also have a haiku scavenger hunt and a cosplay contest. So please come and support us.
Do you need some prizes?
And all that's going to be edited out later. So.
Then you'll have your logo appear on the front page of it.
Do you want us to sponsor you? We can sponsor you as S-words.
Sure. Let's do it.
Like, awesome. Do you need monetary sponsorship?
Cross promotion.
You need prizes? Okay, I got a whole bunch of crap.
They're also... You still have all those pins, right? I still have, like, a bag of those pins.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, wow.
I got some manga and DVDs somewhere that I need to get rid of.
All right, thanks, Sharon. Hopefully the check is in the mail.
Yeah!
Support your local con.
We monetized
$10.
It. $10! Yeah, monetized.
Wait. Just to recap, we're going to be giving away...
S4 will be, like, right...
Yeah, next to Tokyo Pop.
Yes.
So we're going to be actually mentioned.
I don't
by CAA
know.
Stuff?
Sure,
CAA
why
stuff?
Not?
I don't know.
I take back everything bad I ever said about Jay Kwan. Was it?
Yeah,
Kwan.
Yes.
Jay Kwan is a fine and decent person.
And he's in Diamond League in StarCraft 2. No one in Diamond League can possibly be a bad man.
Wait, what?
Oh, he's not that important? Oh, screw him!
Yeah, forget him. He's a horrible man.
Yeah.
I bet he would work at Google.
I bet he would, too. Except actually he's joining the Korean army after he graduates.
Yes, because he's a real Korean person from Korea.
Well, you already said he was in Diamond League.
Good one, Mike! All right, is there anything left to say? I think we've covered a lot of stuff.
We did? This is a pretty short episode. Mostly your fault, Dom.
Sure. Well, we also have mailbag to do after this.
Yeah, mailbag will go a while because we spin off things way too much. Yeah. We didn't even have a structure for this show. I mean, it's Dom's fault.
Yeah, of course it's my fault.
Season two has not been as good as season one.
It's all improv, that's why.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
All right, so you can find us on the web at s-words-podcast.com. You can send us email and questions at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words. And as mentioned several times by Kevin over the course of this episode, we are semi-sponsored by Anime Destiny, which is at animedestiny.silential. That's SILENTIAL.com.
I don't know.
Destiny's on October 16th.
Hey, when is it?
Hey. I'm bored.
Me too.
Hey, what's this Anime Destiny thing?
Hi, guys.
Oh, look, it's Anime Destiny.
Hey, I'm happening on October 16th.
Really? Where?
At Berkeley, UC Berkeley campus. At MLK 4th and 5th.
Wow, and all of that candy in your hands, is that for me?
No. Shut up, kid.
In case anyone ever wanted to know what Jason Statham would sound like as the Cookie Monster.
Well, yeah, I thought Kevin was doing pedal care.
I don't know anymore.
I don't even know what you were trying to do. Thanks, Kevin. All right, I think that's it. Good night, everybody.
Wait, who was that was sitting in for me?
What?
That wasn't me.
That was Cookie Monster, apparently.
I'm glad I get to edit this one. Did we do everything right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think
as long,
so.
As long as they actually show this one before October 16th.
Yeah. I'll
edit this one today. Okay. And put it up.
Remember to stop actually recording.
Stop it.
Wait. Unless you want to do more.
Wait. Stop it.
Sure.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Break it.
Break it.
Break it.
Break it.
Break it. Break it. Oh!